primarily a festival. So there'll be a lot of panels and keynotes and workshops. There'll also be parties. There's also projects. So the easiest way to find out about it is to go to digitalcapitalweek.org. If you're on Twitter, just look for DC Week as the user. I mean, you can follow along there.
And are these, they're not, I mean, there, I know there are a number of government things because I'm going to them, but they're not just government. It's all sorts of different stuff.
Yeah, we intentionally created some themed days. So if you don't mind, I'll just give you a rundown of what this 10-day period looks like in general. Friday night at 9 o'clock is our opening party. It should be about 1,500 to 2,000 people. It's just a big party. I think we have 12 performing artists. There are fire dancers. There are VJs. There are all sorts of interesting things for you to participate in on site and a tremendous amount of free beer, which is always a good draw.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday is City Camp, which is focused on civic innovation in the District of Columbia. How can we mash up our technologists and creatives and entrepreneurs, city government folks, and nonprofits to build projects that help our city? And then Tuesday is Media 2.0 Day. That's at National Geographic, and there are panels hosted by Nat Geo as well as USA Today, and there are people from CNN and Washington Post and others who will be on those panels talking.
And I didn't even sign up early enough, so I can't even get into that one.
You are in, my friend. You want to come?
Yeah, of course.
All right. You're in. VIP access.
There you go.
Just come. Wednesday is our Gov and Org 2.0 Day, which is looking like one of the most popular days, no surprise here in the district. And that's all about how can government and nonprofits use emerging technology to advance their missions. That's something that my company, Strategy Labs, has been very well involved in, as some of your listeners know, from Apps for Democracy and Apps for Army. And then Thursday is 140 Comp, which are lightning talks from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. These are 5 to 10 minute inspirational talks by people that you'll find interesting, and that's at our key venue in Chinatown. And then Friday, Saturday is our Digital Garage, which is very heavily oriented towards web technologists and startups, designers, developers, et cetera. And we wrap up at 9:30 Club that Saturday night, the 19th, 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. Kind of battle of the band style. We had 34,000 votes on the bands that should play. 10,000 plus people voted, so that should be a great show.
So, if you're not a geek, does this mean probably not the place for you to be?
I wouldn't say so. There are over 100 things on our festival calendar. One of those things, and I wouldn't maybe you'd still say they're a geek. There's a session called Yoga and Stress Relief for computer users. Yoga and Stress Relief for computer users, and that's outside in Meridian Hill Park. In this day and age, all of us pretty much use computers, and we probably need a break from them. So things like that, I think, would be interesting for anyone who's just an office worker, maybe. A lot of it is heavily geared towards the geek community, and that's really part of the point, but it's inclusive as well. So there's a lot of things. Like, for example, there's a performing artist clinic to teach performing artists how to use social technology to market themselves. So if you're not a geek, there are things here that you need to go to learn from. So that you can advance your mission or your business or your art.
And it's Peter Corbett and it's iStrategy Lab. So you even the way you did it was in a creative way. When you were coming up with the idea, you actually said, hey, how should we do this? And you had people suggest ideas and vote on those ideas.
Yeah, we're at default now to crowdsourcing, I guess. So what we did, we created a user voice voting platform where we asked people to tell us what we should do. And then when things got voted up high enough, we created them. So this is like choose your own adventure or build your own festival, and you know it's our job to bring this to life for you.
And I love this idea. I don't have to tell you, but one of the challenges that federal agencies have is sometimes you know the birthers come and they start posting those things. How have you dealt with those kinds of things when somebody sort of derails the crowdsourcing process?
Sure. Well, there are a couple things. I mean, the first thing is you need to build an environment where you're expected to behave in a specific way, meaning civilly, right? And that this is not a place to attack people or post, ideas that are inappropriate or what have you. And that's subtly done through branding and messaging. So that's where you start. But then moderation is incredibly important. So we literally, for the past 3 or 4 months, have monitored every piece of traffic on Twitter and in the blogosphere and in our voting platforms and everywhere. So if we saw something that was possibly insightful or not insightful in a good way, insightful as in inciting a riot, we would take it down, right? And we would make sure that that didn't gain traction. I think that when you produce a festival like this, people in general are good. They're just good people. They're smart people. They're engaged citizens, and they want to propose good things. So we didn't really have any trouble.
And the great thing about this is that other people have really come together to share. So there's going to be a Sweets and Tweets event, recognizing the power, the technology women in this. And so the other people, there's all sorts of events. Everyone sort of come together to really almost celebrate the amazing technology stuff that's going on right here in D.C.
Well, that's the idea. That's the reason why we created it, because D.C. didn't have a seminal event every year where, you know, you'd say, oh, wow, I need to go to that. We have people coming in from around the world. There are people coming from Asia and Africa and Europe and Latin America. 85% of the population, 85% of attendees are from D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Other 15% come from across the country and across the world. So we needed to highlight the fact that the District of Columbia, the region itself, has a huge community of innovators, designers, developers, social entrepreneurs. And this is the best way to do it. We're going to do it for the next, you know, decade or more.
The website is digitalcapitalweek.org. We'll have it linked up on DoraBeckInsider.com. All sorts of amazing things going on. Find one and just it'll expand your thinking, I think, a little bit. Anything else that people need to know as they delve into this?
I'd suggest coming to the opening party. You're going to see the most number of people in one place at that time, and then we're going to have flyers on site for you to see all the things for the next 10 days, so it'll help you get your feet wet if you haven't done so already. But then I'd really say take an hour or two to dig through that site, because there's a tremendous amount of information on there. I guarantee you there's something that you probably want to go to.